If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. 10-10-2016. And we're here to talk about you and everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do elections, debates, markets, debts, deficits, my fantasy football team, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we'll cover it. Hope you had a great weekend. For all those who were affected by Hurricane Matthew, we wish you well. Hopefully, whatever damage has been done, you get fixed quickly. Man, oh man, did that bad boy linger, didn't it? Wow. It's not still going on, is it? I didn't even pay attention today. Anyway, we got hit pretty decently, but the coast got it the worst. At my house, we got some downed trees and branches and stuff like that. Nothing worse than that, but it was quite interesting while it went on. I know you think I'm going to talk about debates first, but I'm not. First, let me do some housekeeping. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. It shouldn't be that hard. Nice is okay. You can read our articles, our commentary, our charts of the day, the news of the day. If you want to get our trading lessons, fill it out. We'll send it to you. If you want to hear about what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. If you manage your money yourself or others, press the consulting button. All there at the ever-popular GaryK.com. And this week we'll start giving football picks. As you know, we are supreme football handicappers. We think this is a year you can do it. We kind of skipped last year. We lost the Super Bowl for the second time in like 12 years last year. Wait, hold on. No, we won the Super Bowl last year. It was the year before I think we lost. The years are just going very quickly. The first thing I want to talk about, and just get it out of the way, before we get into the debates, the election, and all the markets. Remember I told you on the show here that on two occasions I received phone calls to my cell phone from people, live people, and I told you they sounded kind of sort of like from India or Indo, you know, Thailand, that type of accent. And basically they called me to tell me that I'm going to be arrested for tax evasion, that I'm in big, big trouble, dot, 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 dash, dash, dash. And I wrote it out. I wanted to see where they wanted to go, and I kept saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then it got to the point where I needed to give them $3,800 to get rid of the tax evasion case against me. Okay, where do I send it? You send it to, I said, where do I send the check? No, 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 no. We want cash. I said, cash? Okay, who do I give the cash to? We will get back to you. They get back to me. They actually wanted me to meet with somebody in Central Florida and give them $3,800 in cash. And that's when I threw a bunch of F-bombs at the guy. And, you know, he started threatening my life, cursing me out, this, that, and the other thing. I got a second one. Same thing. But this time they wanted me to send a money order to somebody in Boca Raton, Florida. Then somebody in my office got it. They just arrested 175 people in a boiler room in India yesterday. Guess what they were doing? You got it. Now, I'm sure there's others out there. And the moral of the story is very simple. Listen carefully. We're here to teach you things also. The IRS will never contact you for you to hand them over money. They will never tell you you're about to be arrested. There are processes, and if you don't know this by now, man, oh man, get a life. You all need to know this. The IRS will contact you via email. There will not be threats. Typically, it's an audit, and you go through back and forth, show them what you have, and then and only then does it get to the point, and I got news for you. If you ever owe them $3,800, nobody's getting arrested. So I had to just talk about this first because in the article, it said that these people from India were collecting $150,000 to $200,000 a month from people in the United States. Wow. How stupid. Next. Well, we had a debate. And I'm sure if you, unless your head's in the sand, as you know, there's a big video out on Donald Trump. There is also a lot of WikiLeaks that came out on Hillary Clinton. I have used the terminology the crook and the chameleon for these two people. We're going to change that up a little bit to the big crook and a sleazeball. And it's quite interesting to hear people that really are Trumpsters to say, well, all guys talk like that. No, they don't. You got that? Now, I'm sure I'm going to get some nasty emails from the Trumpsters, but we deal with no bias here when it comes to all this. We really have no bias. We are here to protect you guys from bad people and silly people and stupid people and those who are in power who look to be in power. And as we have told you, the woman should not be running a lemonade stand. She's a sleaze. She's a slime. Her husband's a sexual predator. There is no difference between him and Bill Cosby, except the media refused to put the woman on TV to ask them questions. You don't see NBC, CBS, and ABC, and CNN all then taking these women, putting them on stools, and asking them about Bill Clinton, do you? Anyway, now you got Donald Trump, and I don't care if you guys love him, and he's this and that, and he's the dual wall, and he's... Remember what we told you? He's a chameleon. Remember he was not going to let any Muslims in? We told you that was BS. In the debate last night, it's now called extreme vetting. Great. Thanks. Anyway, the guy's a sleazebag. That's all. And I say that with love. Because he's not the first, he's not the last. Because I got news for you. You don't judge a person when he knows the camera is in front of him. And when he knows he's got a mic on and he's being listened to. You judge a person in the real world. And it's simple as that. Guy's a sleazebag. And I got news for you guys. There's a bunch more coming out. Who knows what's next? Either way, this is what we got. The amazing story behind this. What is there, 150 million adults in this country? And this is what we end up with? And all polls in say that Hillary Clinton is going to be our president for 1,460 days? Oh my God. This media creation, this untalented boob, is going to be the president. More than likely going to be the president. In case you don't know, she makes Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders look like William F. Buckley. Go look up William F. Buckley. She is farther left than all of them, and you're going to soon find it out. All the emails that have come out show that what she puts out to the world is a complete lie of who she is. Fake, fraud, made up. And we're going to, looks like 1,460 days of this woman running this country. Holy hell, kids. 50% of you ask for it. Oh, you're going to get it. Up next on The Edge, just a couple of more minutes on it because I'm tired of it also. And then full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and whatever else comes into this brain today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Join TrackPhone to support Susan G. Komen's important research and efforts to find a cure. All month, TrackPhone is donating 10% of handset sales from the pink Alcatel One-Touch Pixie Pulsar at Dollar General to Susan G. Komen. The phone's available for just $10. Help make a difference by visiting a Dollar General store near you. With TrackPhone, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all with no contract, no activation or cancellation fees, no penalties for changes, and unlimited carryover to keep unused minutes, text, and data. TrackPhone now offers a 30-day smartphone-only plan with talk, text, and data for just $15 a month with 4G LTE nationwide coverage, making it affordable to stay connected for the moments that matter. For more information, visit TrackPhoneSwitch.com. That's TrackPhoneSwitch.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So, let's tie this into... dealing with you and your money. Hillary Clinton, president for 1,460 days. Well, first off, we'll continue to have easy money. Barack Obama has perfected the easy money through central bank, creating this mirage and creating all these termites that eventually just going to crater everything. We're $20 trillion of debt. There is no doubt in 4 years we'll be at $27, $28 trillion. And I don't know at what point things break. Maybe it's $50 trillion. Who the hell knows? Any downturn, we already had Yellen telegraph. In case you don't know, Yellen already telegraphed last week. Well, if we get a real downturn, we can go back to 0%. And you know, it's a thought that we could buy up equities. So these people, that there are not enough straight jackets and rubber rooms, will still be in business. Expect more government creep. Do you know what government creep is? Everything you do. If it breathes, if it moves, if it walks, if it talks, the government is going to take. And you people out there that are just making ends meet, that want to make more, go try making more. They'll take more. See, Hillary Clinton is not for the poor. She's not for the middle class. She keeps talking her whole life was about kids. That's a load of crap. There are two goals of the Clintons, and that is the acquisition of power and money. They couldn't do it through real means, the acquisition of money. So they created a foundation. Well, excuse me. They created an entity masquerading as a foundation, and then did all kinds of speeches for people that would never pay a dime for their speeches, except they wanted access to them, and damn, did they get access. And lo and behold, 150, 200 million. Now, let me be clear, if it was Republicans that did that, the media would be kicking their butts all over the place. I digress. Taxes will go up on everybody. They will not affect the wealthy. All the taxes will prevent others from becoming wealthy, because that is the game. The game is, man, just stay where you are. Don't worry, we'll just take care. You don't even have to work, and we'll make sure you get 30 grand a year. That's the game. That's who these people are. They are socialist dictators masquerading as we're here for you. It is a gigantic lie. in 8 years of Barack Obama. What an opportunity for the first black president to get into the inner cities and grab those people that are running those inner cities and take every one of them to the White House and then call up great successful black businessmen and teachers and businesswomen, Magic Johnson. I could go through a laundry list. And then start from the bottom. Education in these communities. And teach these kids greatness and leadership and entrepreneurship and every great characteristic of success. What an opportunity in the last 8 years. And he did nothing. Squat. The only reason inner cities even get better is organizations like the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and the feet like the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida here. There's your socialist for you. Talk, 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 do nothing, nothing, nothing. And for a man like Obama who keeps talking about the rich are bad and we got to take the poor and the middle class, what does he do? He takes interest rates down to zero through Janet Yellen and screws the middle class and bubbles up assets. Who makes out? The wealthy make out. The poor to middle class get squat. Anybody want to argue the point? Anybody? Bueller? Try. I dare you. Because poverty hasn't moved. Homelessness haven't moved. Squalor hasn't moved. Education hasn't moved. Nothing has moved but markets. Because of the printing of trillions of dollars and taking rates to zero. Good luck. We now get 2.0. For 1,460 days. Not to mention the first sexual predator. It's not first lady. It's not, what are you going to call him, the first gentleman? He's a skank. And I tell it to him, his face, by the way. And by the way, I'm really a nice guy. If I had friends, they would tell you. And just remember, we don't have an agenda. We don't have an ulterior motive. We think they all stink. You don't get the $20 trillion in debt by accident. It's done on purpose. You don't get the 75,000 pages of tax code by accident. It's on purpose. You don't get 70,000 pages of regulations by accident. It's on purpose. You don't get a hoax like climate change. Oh, excuse me, global warming. No, it's climate change. That's right. Doesn't happen by accident. It's forethought. In order to raise power and money. Remember Al Gore said in 10 years what would happen? Well, it's 10 and a half years. I don't see the media covering that crap. Again, the media is a bigger culprit than the culprits because they were supposed to be the first line of defense. In 4 years from now, let's hope. Somebody shows up that gets it, that we are the greatness and they suck. They are the failures. We are the success story. They are the imbeciles. We're not. I guess we keep voting them in. I'll take that back. Rest of the show, sector by sector, stock by stock. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Serenity now. Serenity later. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done for today. Let's do today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, right out of the get-go, markets were up. We were up 130 and up 45. Finished up 88 and 36. Dow, NASDAQ, S&P up 9. Make that almost 10. NASDAQ 100 up 29. The semiconductors were down 4, though. Transports up a juicy 80. Advanced declines 2-1 on the New York, more than 2-1 on the NASDAQ. New highs did pick up a smidge. Let's do the Dow first. Apple up 2, was up 260. What's going on there? Besides that news on Apple, it seems like Samsung phones, they're still blowing up. Probably not a good thing to happen to your product. Boeing up 2, Chevron almost 2, Goldman Sachs $1.20, IBM $1.30, McDonald's $1.20, Merck $1, United Health $1.40, Exxon $1.70. Stories of the day. Listen carefully. Last week we were telling you the emergence of oils and financials. And we specifically stated to you, we just don't know what they're really going to do, how strong they're going to be. First off, with energy, the story over the weekend is Russia has now stated they're going to do everything possible to get prices up. So Russia, OPEC, the whole works, is doing everything possible now. The talk about lessening production. So what's happened is oil stocks have edged out. There were a few names that stuck out today. FANG, F-A-N-G, they announced production's going to go up 10 to 105. That broke out. Pioneer Natural, that's the one we always tell you about, has been leading, PXD. Little breakout on that. And when you go through all the oils, you'll see they're bid up. And when you go see the oil ETFs, not yet. If you look at the XOP, it's at the upper end of the range still, and where it was a year ago. The XLE, a little bit better than the XOP. By the XOP is the Explorers, the XLE is the big guys. And the OIH is the Oil Services, not bad, trying to come out of range. If they come out of range, we'll let you know, and leave no doubt, this is all about oil prices going higher. The issue with them in playing them in a meaningful fashion. If OPEC, who notoriously can't get their act together, decides to announce tomorrow, well, we can hold off. Well, I mean, oil prices can drop $5 in a day and there goes your oil stocks. Therein lies an issue. As far as financials, as we have told you, they have not led in any way, shape, or form. In fact, for a while, they led down on all down days, and they hardly moved on any up days. But recently, better. And I actually believe, and I want you to listen carefully when I say this, it has everything to do with oil stocks being strong. I believe there's a lot of loans to these oil companies out there, and maybe the market knows it. So I think there is a little bit of a tie-in to the oils and financials here. But as I mentioned, Comerica's edged out a little bit here. SunTrust is edged a little bit out here. J.P. Morgan right at the tips of new yearly highs. And by the way, J.P. Morgan, what a stud in that it's at all-time highs, which is unbelievable considering Citigroup is still, down 90% from the highs? 95%? Now we'll call it 90, as well as many others. So J.P. Morgan's really a great story, if you ask me. That was a big story. And the other story is some of these Chinese ADRs. Alibaba, NetEase, Sina, S-I-N-A, Weibo. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that one right. WB is the symbol. YY Inc. These stocks are acting pretty darn well. As China just decided to buy up markets and got everything juiced a little bit again. Will there be a comeuppance? Yeah, eventually. But it can go for a while. Also of note, Google. Let's talk Twitter and Google. Twitter was down another 2.25 today to 17.50. It was $25 on Wednesday. When all this talk that everybody was buying them. CNBC yapping away. Oh, Google may buy them. Salesforce.com, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And they all one by one said, no, we're not. 25 down to 17. I still think Twitter's going to get bought out at 10. We'll leave it at that. And I think Google was not acting great, wasn't getting hurt, because of the potential for them to buy. So let's talk Google today, right off the 50-day moving average. And I hate using this word, these words. Kind of picture-perfect pattern. With earnings coming out in about 2.5 weeks. Keep in mind it's mega cap. But certainly looks like it wants to do a little damage to the upside here. And that's a big part of the story today. Oils, financials. They had been comatose. Dead. Until OPEC. And I do believe there is a tie-in with the financials now to a certain extent. A certain extent. Next, why you have to be careful about secondary offerings. Remember ACIA? Strong stock. Well, they did a secondary offering at 100. You know what that means? Bunch of brokerage houses did about 4 million shares, I think it was, of stock. That clients got. So the brokers get it, give it to some institutions and some clients. $100. And it opened up at 102, got to 104. It's 92. So anybody who owns that secondary still is down 8% in a day. Twilio, which has been a very strong recent IPO that loses money, they announced the secondary. They have not done it yet. They announced it late Friday after the close. Down 8.5 today to $52. Last I looked, that's about 13% in a day. So again, careful about them secondaries. And always, when you own a stock, look at the size of the secondary. Both Twilio and ACIA, Acacia Systems, did 10 to 12% secondary offerings. That's large. It kind of puts a 10 to 12% discount into whatever the stock was doing. Unless you're in a blazing market to the upside. In a blazing market, these things can get absorbed pretty quickly. This stuff's not getting absorbed right now. So stay tuned. They were leading stocks. They ain't anymore. And probably take a week or so for Twilio secondary to come out. Lots of stuff today. To me, the story was Twitter and how you really need to be careful of yapping. Up next on The Edge, more on the markets, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here and putting up with me. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
I haven't seen anything really change today in areas that we have been bearish on. Okay? There was a little, a little better bid in commodities today, and there are a few commodity names that look okay, look good. But overall, commodities, blah. Retail, a lot of red today in retail. Transports had a strong day. FedEx sets up well, but really it gapped up on earnings and it's done nothing. Little better action in the airlines right here. But again, as I'm scanning, as far as the biotech had a decent day today. But if you go look at the mainstays, Regeneron, Alexion, Celgene, Gilead, Amgen is back below the 50. Not a lot of meat on the bone there whatsoever. It's been a lot of speculative names. Other things that stuck out. Remember I talked to you about Chipotle at the $400 level that like three or four times it hit it and it's held? It's now 437, so it's up like 9% from that. I didn't play it because the numbers are terrible, and I'm still worried because I visit some of the places. Doesn't feel that great, but definitely you could just – on the day it hit 400, I said to you on the show, this is the place it's going to have to hold, and so far so good. Yay. Semiconductors – finally pulling in a little bit, but I wouldn't, you know, it's been strong. Not much I can say there. It was oils, financials, and some of the bigger cap tech today / internet simply doing the trick. Major indices, well, the NASDAQ is the strongest, did not break above the old highs, but stronger than everything else out there. The S&P 500 finished on the 50-day moving average and is just where it was 12 weeks ago. The Dow finished just below. And again, if you read my report today, by the way, at GaryK.com, what I did was I went back on some of these major indices just to go back where it was at the point where it stopped going up. You got to go back to early 2014 on the Russell and on the NYSE, late 2014 on a bunch of other areas, You really have had this very split and mixed tape out there, which is not the end of the world. You just got to know what's working, what's not. But a lot of jello moving on the plate lately, a lot of things changing position. Now all of a sudden the oils and financials. The question is, how much are they going to go? Keep in mind, I think Friday we get J.P. Morgan, and I thought I saw a couple more other more big financials. Next week, we start really getting a bunch of names, and the week after, the next 3 weeks, I'm not going to say thousands, but hundreds and hundreds of what I consider to be the important names in the market. And what we're going to simply look for, number one, listen carefully. Earnings have been down the last four quarters. They're slated to be down for a fifth. I'm interested to see if there's any surprises to the better. Certainly, guidance has come down. The game of beat the number continues. It's a scam, but this is how it's been working since the beginning of time. And I'm very interested. I'm very interested in seeing Apple. As you know, Apple, Tim Cook said, well, the numbers aren't going to be great, but we think we've hit bottom. And then all of this stuff has happened between Samsung, brought out that other phone, which was better than expected. I didn't think it was going to be that good. But, hey, people love their Apples. I'm interested in that. But most importantly, reaction. Reaction's everything. And interesting enough, I've read to you a laundry list of big banks, investment banks that are bearish on the market and have been that way for the last 2 or 3 months. And the market refuses to cave in. Now, we believe it's a central bank-induced market, but that doesn't matter. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. So let's do quickly movers of the day. How about this one? TSRO up 18 today. A drug. Did better than it was supposed to. They hardly have any sales, lose a ton of money. We mentioned Google, mentioned NetEase, mentioned Pioneer Natural Resources. What else we got here? Intuitive Surgical up 6, trying to edge out. Nevro, NVRO off the 50-day moving average. 5 or more Equinix, 4 or more CR Bard. Better action today in some of the medical products companies. Tesla up 4 because they announced they're not going to have to raise any money. Great. Salesforce.com 4, AutoZone 4, Weibo 4, 3 or more Regeneron, Allergan. Am I right in saying this? Arch Coal did the restructuring. Arch Coal used to be ACI, the symbol, and now it looks like ARCH. Is now trading. Anything else on the upside? I'm going to stop there on the upside. Let's see on the downside if I can find anything that matters. Twilio 8, the cash of communications, 7.5. Bristol Myers, 5 and change, new yearly low. Dover, down 5.5. That's breaking down. Priceline, 4. Nutanix, recent IPO, 3. Rockwell Automation 2, Twitter 2, Burlington Stores breaking the 50-day 2, Whirlpool 2, and that is about it. That's it. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all. Peace out.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.